We had an unusually dry spring. The reservoirs are down. So here in the East Bay, we'll be on a water rationing program. We might grumble, but the decision to impose mandatory conservation is probably wise. Planning for another dry year or two, it can't be a bad thing to conserve water. I'm good about turning off the water when I'm brushing my teeth. I have to confess, I stopped recycling water from the washing machine after the last drought lifted. Time to get out the bucket. Following one of the water-saving tips, I put a bucket under the faucet while I waited for the water to get hot. It was amazing how much water would have gone down the drain. Once you see what you're wasting, it makes it more difficult to waste. A couple of tips. Reduce the use of the garbage disposal. Rinse fruits and vegetables in a bowl of water, and then reuse that. And at the risk of being indelicate, but in the interest of conservation, only flush the toilet after major use. The district is also encouraging people to call a hotline to report neighbors who are wasting water. Perhaps it's my paranoid child of the 60s fear of Big Brother, but to me there's something creepy about a government agency encouraging people to inform on their neighbors. Weren't they doing something like that in the Soviet Union? Maybe a neighbor is mad about an ongoing feud over the parking spot in front of his house, so he decides to tell on his neighbor. Or he's jealous his neighbor gets a new car every year, or the neighbor's dog poops on his lawn. Governments too often think citizens must be coerced into acting in the public good. I don't buy it. Instead of starting the program on such a punitive note, why not try more cooperative strategies? How about encouraging blocks to come up with conservation plans, or suggesting neighbors help each other find ways to reduce water use? The block that reduces water consumption the most wins a prize. Let the kids in the neighborhood devise a conservation plan. Awareness about the environment and conservation is pretty high. I think public education campaigns and cooperative strategies would be more effective than threats and tattletale hotlines. Do we really need neighborhood spies to conserve water? With a perspective, this is Brenda Payton.
The opinions expressed in the Perspective series are those of the commentators and not necessarily those of its funder or KQED Public Radio. Local underwriting is provided by Leif Cabraser, Hyman & Bernstein, with offices nationwide, including San Francisco and New York. Leif Cabraser represents plaintiffs in personal injury, defective products, consumer and employment cases. On the Internet at lchb.com.